Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
F-O-L-K-S. That's a good word. I like that word. I use that word a lot. That word a lot. It's my Italian way of focusing. Isn't it funny how people do with Italian? Everything has to end with a vowel. A-E-I-O-U. Ooh. All right. So we've gotten that out of our system. At least I got it out of my system. How do you do? Another hour here. Happens to be Monday, the first day of April, or the first Monday of April anyway, the 4th. No April Fools here. We didn't get a chance to do April Fools on Friday. Maybe just as well, because I don't know. Sometimes this stuff falls. Some of the things you think are funny fall like a thud. Jennifer, anybody play? Jennifer Horn's here, and Jay Kirshner is here. Phil McGean is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. Anybody, Jennifer, play an April Fools joke on you on Friday?
Nobody got me.
Mm-mm. Nobody got you. How about you, Jay?
No, I think everybody forgot about April Fools this year.
I think maybe because of all that's going on. Yeah, it seems almost like it's out of touch. I know I was with my grandson Miles on Friday, picked him up at school, and so I asked him if anybody played an April Fools joke on him, and he said yes, and he told me the story of the teacher saying there wasn't going to be any recess today.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. It was cute. And when he laughs, he is hysterical about things. Kind of reminds me of me. I laugh, and you too, Jennifer. You laugh at jokes. And,
sure.
Yeah. Who's going to laugh if you don't laugh at your own jokes?
That's exactly
in a manner
right.
of speaking. Speaking of jokes, Mr. Putin is, but he isn't. If you get what I mean, there's a trail of destruction around Kiev. Situation with the forces that have retaken the main city and that region, which is pretty spectacular when you get right down to brass tacks, right? The areas of the country have been taken, the Russian troops pulled out. Now, have all of the mercenaries that were hired by Putin, $7,000 were given to hundreds of, did you say they were Syrians, Jordanians? Saudi Arabia.
They were hiring Syrians.
Syrians.
And then you also had some mercenaries from Belarus. You had some of the Belarusian military as well that was in there with Russia.
Mm-hmm. Phil, did you get any of the audio from Zelensky? Let's listen to a little of him talking. He was on with the Bret Baier, I think, yesterday in the Sunday morning program. So let's listen to a little bit of that conversation.
Short of NATO, short of Article 5 protection, you're saying a group of nations provide security guarantees. Has President Biden offered the U.S. as one of those countries?
It's hard for us to talk about NATO because NATO doesn't want to admit us. I think it's a mistake because if we join NATO, we would make NATO much stronger. We are not a weak state. We are not proposing to make us stronger at the expense of NATO. We are not an addition. We are the locomotive.
Wonder why it is still that NATO is so pussyfooting around when it comes to having them in.
They're afraid.
What are they afraid of?
They're afraid of Putin
still
or whatever,
afraid of Putin?
But I got to tell you something. It's something that my co-host on my morning show in L.A. said. I would rather have the Ukrainian military show up in a conflict, God forbid something happens in Europe or in the United States, than the French. I mean, the Ukrainian military has showed itself to be this amazingly good.
That would be the reason to put them into NATO.
Spirited. Exactly. And that's what he's saying. We are showing ourselves not to be a weak country, but the locomotive. He's right. I'd rather have these guys show up than the French or the Germans. Give me a break. Yeah. bring these guys in. The fact that they're not letting them in is so ridiculous. And I don't know if you heard, but couple of things. Zelensky spoke at the Grammys, which we could talk about whether or not that's appropriate, but he's making his case. He released a statement at the Grammys. And then apparently when they started going through these suburbs of Kyiv after the Russians left, there are Ukrainian men who were just dead on the ground, shot with their hands tied behind their backs,
yeah.
Dead women who had been raped by these Russian troops after they left. This is evil. These people are committing a genocide. I don't understand. I know there are a lot of people who say, well, Ukraine is so corrupt and we should just, you know, let this happen. And we, how
well,
can you
all
let
of
a
this
genocide
has,
continue?
All of that has forced or moved a lot of officials to accuse Russia and Putin of war crimes, which is certainly he needs to be put
but
in
no
jail,
do anything about
killed.
It.
Well, what is the, then what is the fate of the world? If we let a guy like this get away with the bullying that he's getting away with, what is the fate of the world? That's the most important question here. What's the fate of... Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, no, and he's openly bombing buildings that have women and children seeking shelter where it's written on the outside that there are children inside. That should be off limits, and it's not to him. When are people going to step in?
There have to be people all around. I thought it was interesting. Hillary Clinton over the weekend talked about doubling down the pressure on Russia. She was in some circumstance where she was asked to talk about Vladimir Putin and the invasion. She sees that, she said, we have to see very clearly the threat that he poses. Okay, so that's just one other point of view of somebody else.
And you want to know why it's words, and it's infuriating because, you know, they keep saying, well, we're going to do more sanctions. We're going to do – that's great. The sanctions worked for a while, but guess what? China, India, they've all started to help open up other forms for the Russian government to make more money outside of making money off of the United States and Europe. So when you have our country sitting with Russia in Iran, negotiating an Iran nuclear agreement, which involves no sanctions at all for Russia, they're going to be allowed to profit in the form of money, and they're going to be able to profit in the form of buying extra enriched uranium.
So what do we do about
Iran.
That? I understand the criticism.
We're helping,
them
build up their nuclear program.
Yeah, yeah, we got that. So what do we do that you bring it to our attention? So then is there somebody someplace in a non-political way who's saying this is not going to happen, this is what we're going to do about it, this is what has to be our focus.
Biden's own
the
team
politics
of negotiators
of it.
Walked off the job because it was such a bad deal. But yet we're still pushing forward.
Who's we? I'm not. You're
our country.
Not. Well, our country.
Doesn't matter what we're doing.
The average person, the leadership, if that's what you're talking about, the leadership, and specifically I'd like to know who those people are. I'd like to know whether it's Susan Rice, that's who I suspect of being behind all of this. She's a crackpot. She was never any good in the Obama administration. She's surly. She's nasty. And she doesn't. She has another agenda that isn't in sync with what the average American, the majority of Americans, want to do. So I'm suspecting she's the culprit here. And I don't know that Biden has a big pushback when it comes to her, frankly, and some of the other people that think that they're responsible for getting Joe Biden elected. And I think that's really where it starts.
They think they can run because they think they can run free. And it doesn't do the globe any good. It doesn't do the globe
do
any good to continue. Yeah, I mean, why say that we're going to be tough on Russia if we don't really intend to be tough on Russia? Or, I mean, why not just say, well, you know what, we're going to not get involved in this because we don't want to get our hands dirty. Because what happens... a lot of people who are on the Republican side of the aisle say this isn't our conflict and that we should stay out. But it is our conflict because we're already sending billions
Everybody's
of dollars
coming.
Over there.
Yeah.
And then there's also the human side of it, right? You got to watch that. And then once this is all over, it's going to be up to who to rebuild this country. We're going to be rebuilding the country with all of the money that we don't have. And we're already in dire straits with inflation and with a pretty touchy economy. So it's like the sooner that we can figure out how to make this stop, the better. We got to send the message
to
China
how to make it stop.
Watching this.
We don't. There's no figuring it out. We know how to make it stop. A, you put Ukraine in NATO. B, you shoot Putin. You eliminate him. That's it. End of story. Those are the things to do. And anybody who doesn't think that those are okay is really working against the international community. at least the way that I... And when you look at... I think I've told you this story before. When I was in Kiev, and that's why I keep calling it that, because that's what it's known to, as far as I'm concerned, the banks of one of the rivers where we stood, where all of the... where the Germans killed thousands and thousands of Ukrainians. They had a bulldozer. There was a picture. There's a big, huge plaque along the side. There's a bridge and there's a bank where the river was. They diverted the river and they used the riverbed as the point of burying all these people. So they lined them all up along the riverbank and they shot them and they pushed them into the river and just covered it over. So there's a big, there's a huge plaque there for all the people. So the reason I'm making that statement is because there are no, the Ukrainian people are not strangers to this kind of stuff. And the fact that the Russian soldiers are getting away with this, that's another thing. They should all be sentenced to death. Every one of them that gets captured needs to be sentenced to death. That's how you, they are consciously killing civilians. The mayor of one of the cities, I think it's Bucha, is that how you pronounce it? B-U-C-H-A?
I think it's Bucha, but yeah, Bucha. That's the one I'm talking about, where they found all these bodies in the street.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, the Russians now also say we're done with the International Space Station until sanctions are lifted. You know what? You can go straight to hell. Who needs the Russians up in the U.S. into the International Space Station? The head of the Cosmos, which is their space agency, has posted on social media that the sanctions seek to kill Russians and the economy there and plunge our people into despair. You jerk. Of course that's what they're for, and you deserve it. So he says, restoration of normal relations between the partners in the space station and other projects possible only when full and unconditional removal of illegal sanctions. You know what? You can go to hell, buddy. That's the, you don't deserve consideration. The Russians don't deserve consideration, certainly. And they say that the station can't properly function without both the Russians and the U.S. I don't know about that. I think that's, I don't know that that's true. I think we easily can control it, can control that. I'm looking at Soyuz, the spacecraft that brings everybody up there. That's our only, that's, see, that's where we screwed up. When Obama and Bush, more Obama, cut the funding for this, for the space shuttle, they screwed us to the wall. And here we are. Listen, consequences of things that you don't think through. 18 after the hour.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And does.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour here on the DJV Monday program. Welcome to April the 4th. How do you do? Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria. Being out today, we focus on Jay and what's trending. And what's trending is the list of Grammy winners from the program last night, which we will go through, and I'll have my boo, boo, boo comments, and Jay will have her yeah, yeah, yeah comments after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, let's get to the list of Grammy winners, Jay, shall we? Record of the year. Some of these names, we were talking about this off the air. I recognize some of these names, but it isn't a show. With the promotion that was given to it on, wasn't it on CBS, I think, I wanted to watch. I'd forgotten that they were on. So I got home just in time to turn on the TV at 8 o'clock because I want to watch The Equalizer. And there it was. All right, so we want to go through who the winners were. Any surprises here? If you hadn't, I'll do a little spoiler. If it hadn't been for Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga winning, I think people might have burned the house down. But at any rate, so who are the major winners and what are the major achievements here?
Yeah, some of the big winners, Silk Sonic, that's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak's band, they received Record of the Year. Song of the Year for Leave the Door Open. They also tied for Best R&B Performance along with Jasmine Sullivan. There was a tie for that category. Olivia Rodrigo, 19 years old, she won a few awards. She received Best New Artist, Best Pop Solo Performance with Driver's License. Doug, like you said, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, Love for Sale. There were some big winners. Foo Fighters took home Best Rock Performance along with Best Rock Song, Best Rock Album.
Do you think that was sympathetic because of the death of the drummer?
I think the votes were already in.
You think they were? Okay.
Probably so, when that happened, yeah.
Then they deserved that consideration.
One of the, I think you could call it a big surprise that had a lot of viewers in social media in an uproar was the winner for Best Comedy Album, Sincerely Louis C.K. by Louis C.K. He was formerly, I guess now you would say, disgraced due to sexual misconduct a few years ago. And so a lot of people were really upset. And even mentioning the slap from the Oscars and saying, I don't want to hear anything else about Will Smith's slap when the Grammys are going to give Louis C.K. an award.
Mm-hmm. All right, Paul Simon is going to get a Grammy salute tribute show starting this week on, where is this? This is New York, Homeward Bound, a Grammy salute to the songs of Paul Simon. No, it's in Hollywood, Jennifer, at the Pantages Theater. That's right, I thought I saw this.
It's pretty theater.
So,
mm-hmm.
Performances from Little Big Town, Dave Matthews. It's kind of a good show, so congratulations to Paul Simon here at 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify America has announced a new design version for some of its future charging stations to exceed electric vehicle customer expectations as they transition to electric mobility. In addition to new customer-focused design evolution, the company will be introducing its new generation of charger with functional design updates to improve the hands-on charging experience for the customer. For more automotive tech stories, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared. With windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced what he called Russia's attempt to eliminate the whole nation, calling for help in announcing, quote, "This is genocide," end quote. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz demands the Red Cross be allowed in to document the atrocities.
We must relentlessly investigate these crimes committed by the Russian armed forces. I demand that international organizations, such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, be given access to these areas to document the atrocities.
Russian officials deny any wrongdoing. Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam said Monday, after 42 years in politics, she will not seek a second term. Lam presided over a period in which Beijing firmly established control over the former British colony that was returned to China in 1997. Her successor will be picked in May, and the city's security chief, John Lee, is an early favorite. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Biden continues to blame President Putin for the high energy costs in America. Thursday, Biden announced he will be releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day to help offset the price of gas. Senator Dan Sullivan, a Republican from Alaska on Newsmax Sunday, called the move as we approach the midterm elections nothing more than political window dressing.
Well, look, Joe Biden, he set the fire and now he's calling in the fire department. What do I mean by that? From day one, his administration has been focused on shutting down the production of American energy, on limiting and killing energy infrastructure, and on going to our financial institutions saying don't invest in American energy. Mm-hmm. Well, the predictable result has been much higher prices, people losing their jobs in the energy sector, and empowering dictators like Putin. Pure political window dressing is not going to get at the basic elements of what he's doing, which is limiting production and making energy more costly for Americans.
The country of Lithuania says it's cut itself off entirely of gas imports from Russia, becoming the first of European Union's 27 nations using Russian gas to break its energy dependence from Moscow. In 2015, nearly 100% of Lithuania's gas came from Russia, but the situation has changed drastically over the past years after the country built an offshore liquid natural gas import terminal, launched in 2014 in the port city of Klaipeda. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and either learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, it's Monday, and much. So there are things that are left over from last week, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, and Jay Kirshner and Victoria is off today. Things like what happened with Will Smith and the Grammy stuff we were talking about. You didn't hear the portion of the program in the last half hour, which, by the way, you can catch later on if you want to by listening online to djvshow.com. Those of you who may not be able to hear all the things that we talk about, that's a way to do it during the day. Every day, all day, the show repeats at djvshow.com. Of course, we have our podcast that feature the highlights of our conversation. The most recent podcast, still talking about the slap. And here we are on Monday, still talking about the slap and what SNL did. Anybody see the skit? Pulling no punches whatsoever on the slap. It was. Tell me why you thought it was good and what went on. What did you see and what did you feel as you were watching it, Jay?
They did it from a seat fillers kind of point of view. So the skit, it didn't show a reenactment of the slap itself. It was a seat filler sitting right behind a character who, or a Will Smith character. And he's just going gaga over Will Smith. You're my favorite actor, all of this stuff. And he's about to say, like, can I get a selfie? And the actor, or the character of Will Smith is laughing. He's like, yeah, 1 second, walks up. And then you hear the slap off camera, and then he comes back and sits down, and you just kind of see the reaction of the seat filler. And then he's like, okay, how about that selfie? And the seat filler's like, no, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. And then another seat filler comes over, and he's like, I was in the bathroom, what'd I miss? And the other guy's awkward, and Will's character's asking questions, like, what's your name? He's like, I don't know, they didn't give me one. And, like, they don't want to answer any questions anymore. And I thought it was really funny.
So the resignation from the Academy and the continuing focus on it, to me, it looks like the same old news media overkill, because there's not really anything new, other than that's the reason I pointed to SNL, because in my mind, from what I've seen, read, heard, talked with my friends about, or talked to my children about it over the weekend, that's all that's new. Otherwise, it's the rehash, the same thing that happens so often.
Well, no, Will Smith resigning is new. That was one of the repercussions he was possibly going to face when the Academy was going. The Academy is still going to meet on this and see any disciplinary actions, and that was a question. Is he going to be suspended from the Academy? Is he going to be
kicked
out of it?
But didn't that take place last week? I thought that was last week that took place.
Yeah, late last week.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, so it is relatively new. It's weekend news.
Yeah, okay.
It's still trending. I mean, if you can believe it, like, if you go to CNN this morning, these are, and you know, they do the top stories across the top.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Right.
This is so funny, because it's just, most award shows don't last this long. But if you look at what they're saying, live updates, Russia, Ukraine, Grammy Awards, Will Smith, Zelensky, after Will Smith. Mass shooting, new Senate billionaire, and Axe Files. Unbelievable.
Does it have anything about the South Carolina winning the women's college basketball title? Does it have that? Does it have a focus on the Duke?
Nope.
But the coach from Duke? Yeah, so that's also...
Yeah, perspective's a little
trending.
Off.
Yeah. So that kind of reminds me, you know, we were talking earlier about the international community, what some people are saying who think they're in power versus what the average, the largest volume of thinking is with the average person. And the fact that we're not on board, and other countries are not either, and completely destroying the Russian economy, completely destroying Russia or Putin, is really anathema to me. I don't get how it is that we're sheep, and we're being led like out into the pasture. We just go along to get along, that kind of stuff. There's nothing to be gained by supporting Putin. Nothing. With the masses. The masses get it. And it seems that leadership, not only here, but elsewhere around the world, doesn't get it. So it does beg the question, how do these people get into the positions they're in, positions of power, and how do they keep them? Because with me, you know, we were laughing about this at breakfast, Jennifer and her father and I on Saturday. I don't like any politicians because they show their true colors pretty quickly after they get elected, right? I mean, think about it. All the politicians, you realize, how many do you know? I have a dear friend who's the new mayor here in my town of Framingham that I support. He's been my friend, and he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Did I like all the things that he promised he would do? No, but I shouldn't have to like everything. I like the man, and I trust him. But how many people have that relationship with a leader, whether it's a local leader, or whether it's a regional leader, or whether it's a national leader? Most of us don't have that relationship. And if you are exposed, I remember someone who was a well-known reporter telling me during the Clinton years that if she didn't kiss his butt, there wouldn't be the access to the stories that we would talk about on the air, or, you know, the influence that you have by being close to somebody, and that being close means you kiss their butt. Who needs that? That's not, you know, that's not really, that's not news. It's the, am I off
that's
on a suit?
A lot of it works, though. Yeah.
Yep, it is. Okay. Going back to the Grammys for a second, let's talk about Paul Simon and the tribute that is going to take place. I think this is going to be, this would be something I would go to Los Angeles and see. I don't know where the Pantages Theater is. Where is
oh,
that
it's
on
gorgeous.
Sunset?
It's right on Hollywood and almost Vine, actually. Right.
Where is it? Right by the
yeah,
Academy?
Yeah, right on Hollywood Boulevard.
But where the theater is there.
The theater's right across from the subway station. There's a nice big hotel, the Delphi.
Welcome to the tour
there.
Of Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. It's right on the it's on the Walk of Fame. The stars are out in front. It's a mm-hmm. great place. It's the place where all the Broadway shows go. It's a beautiful theater. It's the one that what's his name? Howard Hughes used to live in, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
So then they're
very
air
Art
it.
Deco. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's gonna be April 6th and then they're gonna air it on CBS later on. But Paul Simon has won 12 Grammys over his career. Certainly, he is someone to be recognized. And not so much the Simon and Garfunkel years. I never really, some of the stuff was okay, but I thought he was better by himself. Anybody else agree with me on that one?
You know, it's probably a little bit before my time. I would ask Phil about that.
I like both.
Yeah, Phil probably, well, Phil has different... His taste in music, when it comes, he likes the same artist, but he would dig out. So he said to me, do we have to play this song? So what song do you want to play, Phil? What do we have that's...
Apparently I don't have it.
I don't have it anyway. Okay. Anyway, congratulations. So other artists who have had these shows, the Beatles, Elton John, Prince, Whitney Houston, Bee Gees. Man, you see all the there's a big new thing about the Bee Gees. They've turned up. I'm not sure I understand. I think there's going to be a movie. Didn't Chucker tell us there's going to be a movie about the Bee Gees and Robert Stigwood and all the things that they did together? I'm pretty sure there's a movie. Yeah, there's an auto. What do they call it? An autobiography or an autopic or a biopic or something.
Biopic, yeah.
Biopic, yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, congratulations there. The COVID situation. Yes, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Yep. We still have things to talk about when it comes to COVID. Listen to this. Here's the story of a 60-year-old man who was vaccinated about 90 times.
What?
And he was vaccinated in order to sell forged vaccination cards.
Oh, my God.
With
he got
real
it 90
vaccine
times.
Batch numbers to people who didn't want to get vaccinated.
Is he okay?
I want to know the side effects. What was
name
he feeling?
He's not being released because of German privacy rules. They have HIPAA over there, apparently, too. Anyway, he got 90 shots against COVID at vaccination centers, and he was apparently he was arrested, and then he wasn't detained. He's under investigation. But his only crime is selling these cards illegally. It isn't a crime to get all of these shots, but I want to know what it does. Yeah, I'd like to know short-term, long-term, what does it do to his body? I know we had this conversation last week because I said I was going to hold off, and my children and I had this conversation about it over the weekend because I spent a lot of time with both Jasper and with Miles, and I posted some of those pictures if you want to see them on my own.
So cute. You,
yeah, he's a, both of them. Miles is learning how to shoot baskets. Brandon was showing him how to shoot baskets in the backyard. And meanwhile, there were a couple of pictures I haven't posted yet of me at dinner time on Saturday with Jasper. He's just so full of love. He's just, you know, it's not, how a bundle of love. I guess that's the best way. Did you feel that, Jay, when you pick up Mac? Maybe you still do, but when you first, he was first 3 or 4 months old, what'd you feel?
Yeah, nobody can prepare you for how much love you feel. It is astounding, and it doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't go away. I mean, I look at my children now, and I want to hug them all the time. It really, this is what parenting is about as much as anything else. Okay, so anyway, we were talking about getting vaccinated and the vaccine that's around, and I told Megan and Brendan what the outcome. I went into the drugstore, I think I told you this, and I was going to get a shot, and he said, no, don't do it now, because there's still some things that haven't been searched out or haven't been researched in terms of how much of this stuff can your system tolerate. That's basically it. So if you don't have any compromised immune system, then his recommendation, and I don't, so he said, don't, I'd wait for a while. And see what the flu vaccine next fall has in store for it. So that's what I'm going to do. Everybody does his own thing, but that would be That's what I'm doing, and you can take it for what it's worth. Speaking of COVID-19, apparently the problem has stopped Daniel Craig's return to Broadway. He was going to be in a new version of Macbeth. Wasn't that the movie? Wasn't, what was the Denzel Washington?
Denzel movie? Was in Macbeth, yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Why all the focus on Macbeth all of a sudden? What's the...
I don't know. There's several versions out already, so I don't... You know, sometimes people just have different ways of looking at or presenting the story, so maybe mm-hmm. there's another one you didn't know yeah. you needed.
No, exactly.
Another
anyway,
one of you.
He was supposed to be there, but he apparently and some others that are on the stage crew, he got COVID-19, and some others have tested positive as well. So the show said all performances canceled through the end of this week, because of some of the positive COVID testings that took place. I'm surprised. You just don't think of Daniel Craig as being Macbeth, but then you don't think of Denzel Washington necessarily as being Macbeth either, right?
I mean, of Daniel Craig as being James Bond, but he did that, so yeah. I guess we'll find out.
He's proven himself to be very good and also quite likable. I think when you watch some of the interviews that he's done, he was all over the place promoting James Bond earlier on. But I guess I'd have to go see him to kind of get a grasp of it, right? And that's the idea. That's why they hire him, to get people to come to the theater. 48 past the hour on the DJV show.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Insight Daily Radio Minute. Conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture with over 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program since the 1970s. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the beginnings of the radio program that brought the fictional town of Lake Wobegon to life.
It's an interesting novel in that I go to funerals of people I went to high school with, my best friends. I give a eulogy, and it's such a good eulogy that I'm asked to deliver the eulogies at other funerals, including people who I never cared for whatsoever.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, comes out April 11th. See Garrison Keillor live on stage May 2nd at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Keillor will be joined by iconic artists, including country music star Brad Paisley, soprano Ellie Dean, Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio, vocalist Heather Massey, and many more. Enjoy a live show filled with Lake Wobegon stories, humor, music, and audience sing-alongs. Red Rock Amphitheater, May 2nd. Reserve your seat today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now 53 past the hour. On the April 4th DJV program, Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner. Victoria's out today, so and I will split the honors of doing the two Tech Talk stories that seem to be grabbing everybody's attention, including one where Google cracks down on some of the e-books that are being sold and read on Android apps. So Barnes & Noble has an Android app, and no longer they're going to be able to sell digital books on the app. That's because Google Play policy, there's been a year or so and a half in the works, doesn't allow it. Another way of controlling what you, this is why these people, Zuckerberg and these two little twerps that run Google, they're all no good. They're all interested in themselves and that's it. And by the way, it's not just Barnes & Noble that's affected by this. You won't be able to buy Amazon's Audible titles with either a debit card or a credit card in this new version of the Android app, Barnes & Noble's Android app. The changes appear to stem from Google's insistence that apps use Google Play's billing system. There you go. Let's concentrate the power and the wealth and more, like more in one hand or a couple of hands. So how does it affect you as a user? Specifically, Barnes & Noble says that as of today, with the release of Nook software version 6.1, the ability to purchase has been removed, period, across the board. The Nook app for Android and the Nook HD 10, designed with Lenovo on a page of its website, can't use it anymore. With Amazon's Audible, you can no longer purchase titles with a debit or credit card in the app. In addition, any new Audible membership started in the app as of last week will be billed through Google Play, not Audible directly. So here they are. It's concentration of power, concentration of wealth. Now, people would say, well, it's just good business to control things like that. Most of the time, except Google and Facebook and those companies are so powerful. They have so much money. They have so much control. They're limiting your access to make free choices. That's how I look at it. And there are some of the tech writers wondering why Google is enforcing this after it announced a pilot program last week. We talked about it here that would allow developers to use their own billing system. Google's answer to that is that participants in the pilot will need to offer Google's billing system before they can include their own. So you do it our way first, and then you do it the other way after that. So I say hiss boo to Google once again. All right, meanwhile, Jay's going to bring us up to date on some Apple fixes. Pretty important stuff right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms are studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bunch. Get immediate if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so Jay, what's this from Apple? What are they doing? What are they fixing?
Yeah, they released a new update for iOS and iPadOS that fixes some bugs, improves security, and fixes a battery drain caused by the previous update. Now, earlier this month, the Apple Support Twitter account told customers complaining about the battery issues that it was, quote-unquote, normal for apps and features to need to adjust up to 48 hours after an update. However, this issue seemed to be happening for some users for weeks. But that update did bring the really handy ability of being able to use Face ID while wearing a mask for anybody still wearing a mask. That was nice. It was nice not having to take your mask down or have to just, like, enter your code or anything. So Apple says the new update, it's iOS 15.4.1, contains security fixes as well for issues that Apple says could have been exploited.
So
go get your updates. Keep your phone safe.
All right. Do you use Apple on your phone?
I do, yeah. I'm big on the updates. Whenever there's an update available, I am somebody who, I don't care if there's bugs or complaints, I will get the update.
See, I do just the opposite. I don't do the updates, and every time I turn the phones on my iPad, it says, you haven't done this update, and basically...
You wait until they force it.
Well, yeah, I guess because I've had, when I did it before, it destroyed both my iPhone and my iPad that I was using at the time. And then they admitted, oh, yeah, that's what we do. That's why we do it. So we have to buy it.
Our bad.
Great. Thank you. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.